It was a worthy lord of lawn, he was a lord of high degree. He sent his son unto the school to learn some civility. He learned more in one day than other children did in three. And thus bespake the schoolmaster to him tenderly. In faith thou art the honestest boy that e'er I blinked on with my eye. I hope thou art some Easterling born, the Holy Ghost is with thee. He said he was no Easterling born, the child thus answered courteously. My father is the Lord of Lorne, and I his son Purdy. The schoolmaster turned round about, his angry mood he could not swage. He marveled the child could speak so wise, he being of so tender age. He girt the saddle to the steed, the bridle of the best gold shone. He took his leave of his fellows all, and quickly he was gone. And when he came to his father dear, he kneeled down on his knee. I am come to you, father, he said, God's blessing give you me. Lord, welcome my son, he said, God's blessing I thee give. What tidings hast thou brought, my son, being come so hastily? I have brought tidings, father, he said, and so like it may be. There's ne'er a doctor in all the realm, for all he goes in rich array. I can write him a lesson soon to learn in 7 years' day. That is good tidings, said the Lord, all in the place where I do stand. My son, thou shalt into France go to learn the speeches of each land. Who shall go with him, said the lady, husband, we have none but he. But be said, my head steward, he hath been true to me. She called the steward to an account, £1,000 she gave him anon. Says, good Sir Steward, be good to my child while he is far from home. If I be false unto my young lord, then God be the like to me indeed. And now to France they both are gone, and God be their good speed. They had not been in France land, not 3 weeks to an end. But meat and drink the child got none, nor money in purse to spend. The child ran to the river's side, he was fain to drink water then, and after followed the false steward to put the child therein. But nay, Mary, said the child, he asked mercy pitifully. Good steward, let me have my life, whatever betide my body. Now put off thy fair clothing, and give it me anon. So put thee off thy silken shirt, with many a golden seam. But when the child was stripped naked, his body as white as the lily flower, he might have been seen for his body a prince's paramour. He put him on an old kelter coat, and hose of the same above the knee. He bade him go to the shepherd's house to keep sheep on a lovely. The child said, what shall be my name, good steward, tell to me. Thy name shall be, poor dost thou wear, that thy name shall be. The child came to the shepherd's house, and asked mercy pitifully. Says, good shepherd, take me in, to keep sheep on a lovely. But when the shepherd saw the child, he was so pleasant in the eye. I have no child, I'll make thee my heir, thou shalt have my goods per thee. And then bespoke the shepherd's wife unto the child so tenderly, thou must take the sheep and go to the fold and get them on a love lovely. Now let us leave talking of the child that is keeping sheep on a love lovely, and we'll talk more of the false steward and of his false treachery. He bought himself 3 suits of apparel that any lord might have seemed to worn. He went a-wooing to the duke's daughter and called himself the Lord of Lorne. The duke, he welcomed the young lord with 3 baked stags anon. If he had wist himself the false steward, to the devil he should have gone. But when they were at supper set with dainty delicates that were there, the duke said, if thou wilt wed my daughter, I'll give thee £1,000 a year. The lady would see the red buck run, and also for to hunt the doe, and with 100 lusty men the lady did a hunting go. The lady is a hunting gone over fence that is so high. There was she aware of a shepherd's boy with sheep on a love lovely. And ever he sighed and made moan and cried out pitifully, my father is the Lord of Lorne and knows not what's become of me. And then bespake the lady gay unto her maid anon, go fetch me hither the shepherd's boy, why maketh he all this moan? But when he came before the lady, he was not to learn his courtesy. Where wast thou born, thou bonny child, for whose sake makest thou all this moan? My dearest friend, lady, he said, is dead many years agone. Tell thou to me, thou bonny child, tell me truth and do not lie. Knowest thou not the young lord of Lorne, he's come a-wooing unto me? Yes, forsooth, saith the child, I know the lord then verily. The young lord is a valiant lord at home in his own country. Wilt leave thy sheep, thou bonny child, and come in service unto me? Yes, forsooth, and said the child, at your bidding will I be. When the steward looked upon the child, he bewailed him villainously. Where wast thou born, thou vagabond, or where is thy country? Hadown, hadown, said the lady, she called the steward then presently. Without you bear him more goodwill, you get no love of me. Then bespake the false steward unto the lady hastily. At Aberdeen beyond the seas, his father robbed 1,003. But then bespake the lady gay unto her father courteously, saying, I have found a bonny child my chamberlain to be. Not so, not so, then said the duke, for so it may not be. For the young lord of Lorne that comes a-wooing will think no good of thee and me. When the duke had looked upon the child, he seemed so pleasant to the eye. Child, because thou lovest horses well, my groom of stable thou shalt be. Because thou lovest horses well, my groom of stable thou shalt be. The child plied the horses well, a 12-month to an end. He was so courteous and so true, every man become his friend. He led a fair gelding to the water where he might drink verily, the gelding up with his head and hit the child above the eye. Oh, worth a horse, then said the child, that ever mare followed thee. Alas, who knows what thou hast done? Thou hast stricken a lord of high degree. The duke's daughter was in a garden green. She heard the child make great moan. She ran to the child all weeping and left her maidens all alone. Sing on thy song, thou bonny child. I will release thee of thy pain. I have made an oath, lady, he said. I dare not tell my tale again. Tell the horse thy tale, thou bonny child, and so thy oath shall save it be. But when he told the horse his tale, the lady wept most tenderly. I'll do for thee, my bonny child, in faith I will do more for thee. And for thy sake, my bonny child, I'll put my wedding off months three. The lady did write a letter then, full pitifully with her own hand. She sent it to the Lord of Lorne, whereas he dwelt in fair Scotland. But when the Lord had read the letter, his lady wept most tenderly. I knew what would become of my child in such a far country. The old Lord called up his merry men, and all that he gave cloth and fee, with seven lords by his side, and into France rides he. The wind served, and they did sail so far into France land. They were aware of the Lord of Lorne, with a porter's staff in his hand. The lords, they moved hat and hand, the serving men fell on their knee. What folks be yonder, said the steward, that maketh the porter courtesy? The waterfall safe, quoth the Lord of Lorne, no longer might I bear with thee. By the law of France thou shalt be judged, whether it be to live or die. A quest of lords the chosen was, to bench they come hastily. But when the quest was ended, the false steward must die. First they did him half hang, and then they took him down anon, and then put him in boiling lead, and then was sodden breast and bone. And then bespake the Lord of Lorne with many other lords more, Sir Duke, if you be as willing as we, will have a marriage before we go. These children both, they did rejoice to hear the Lord his tale so ended. They'd rather today than tomorrow, so he would not be offended. But when the wedding ended was, there was delicate dainty cheer. I'll tell you how long the wedding did last, for three quarters of a year. Such a banquet there was wrought, the like was never seen. The King of France brought with him then 100 tun of good red wine. 5 set of musicians were to be seen, that never rested night nor day. Also Italians there did sing full pleasantly with great joy. Thus have you heard how troubles great unto successive joys did turn, and happy news amongst the rest unto the worthy Lord of Lorne. Let rebels therefore warned be, how mischief once they do pretend, for God may suffer for a time, but will disclose it in the end.